This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That is not a troll-free number. I got to say it.
We're fine with trolls.
603-283-6160. If you would like to join the conversation, take over the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And we were talking with Breaking the Flaw. Let's just bring him back online. And
Hey, good.
And Ian, you were with Breaking the Flaw at a bit of a demonstration, if you will, some sort of a protest.
Yeah, it was yesterday, actually on Sunday at noon at all the state capitals across the country. There was supposed to be an armed protest with the Boogaloo Boys, which is a group of people who are, let's say, prepared in case something happens where they need to use defensive violence in order to protect their families and neighbors and friends from government attack.
Right? And they generally wear Hawaiian shirts.
Yes, and so the event did happen, and now it was very small. There were only five Boogaloo Boys, or at least identifiable ones, that came out, you know, wearing Hawaiian shirts and carrying big igloo flags, and they had rifles slung on the front of their bodies.
Pistols, right?
Yeah, well, one of them said it was his was a pistol. I don't think I don't know if that would have qualified all the other ones as a pistol, but so there was, you know, it was a really interesting event. We were out there. I was there. Our co-host, Nobody, was there. Vincent was there, former Free Talk Live co-host. We were there on time, and we were the only ones there. We were actually sitting there for a while talking with the New York Times reporter and the Patch.com reporters, because we had all showed up at noon, you know, expecting something to be happening.
Right.
And really all that was happening was multiple state troopers were sort of walking around the property. There was maybe like four to six state troopers on foot, just kind of walking the property. And then there were maybe another five or six cruisers that probably one was parked at like one corner of the lot, another parked at the other corner. And so they were just kind of sitting there and keeping an eye on things. There was not a huge police response like there was in some places like Austin, Texas, where apparently they totally locked down the Capitol to anybody coming in there, or Boston, where the New York Times reported that there were literally hundreds of police officers that they brought out for this thing. Some state capitals, by the way, those cops had like batons and helmets, yeah, and they were ready for a fight, and almost nobody showed up, I guess, at most of these locations. So you came out, Joa, from Breaking the Flaw. It's a YouTube channel that you do a lot of live streaming on. And so every time you come to an event, you always are live streaming constantly. It's the thing that you do, and you do it on
typically
YouTube.
Typically for safety, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the main reason why I do it. But I'm going to start doing more static filming, but I'll tell you why.
Well, right. And so what happened to you was you were in the middle of, you know, streaming whatever it was that was going on there, which for the most part, it was these guys from the Boogaloo just answering media questions. And it was actually a really educational kind of encounter where the Boogaloo guys were very well spoken and they were libertarians. They actually used the term libertarian. They used the non-aggression principle. They talked about that with the mainstream media. They one guy like gave him kind of like a rundown on his gun and, you know, how to operate the gun without actually loading it, right, and just kind of running through the paces with the weapon for the media, and they were just fawning all over it and taking all kinds of photos, and it was really entertaining when he showed the magazine, one of the magazines that he had with ammunition in it. They went crazy over that and just started snapping a ton of photographs of, like, he just kind of showed them the ammo end of the loaded magazine, and literally there were five news photographers that just zeroed in right on it and just started taking pictures. It was as though they'd never
seen one was going prone on the ground.
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah. Wow. It was like they'd never seen somebody with ammunition before who wasn't a cop. And that probably is true. Like, most of these photographers are probably from Boston and New York, so they probably had never seen that before coming to New Hampshire.
Their motions were very still during the whole time, but once they show up their guns, they're going all over it.
Oh, yeah. And so at one point, you noticed that your stream had been cut by YouTube. And and you thought it was like a fluke because, you know, sometimes things happen.
Technicalities or something, right?
But then they cut you again, and they also gave you a strike on your account, which you mentioned you'd never received a strike. And you've done a lot of hours of streaming of some pretty controversial situations with government employees. You do a lot of First Amendment audits. You audit the police, know your rights kind of stuff. What happened yesterday?
So I find it kind of ironic, really, because every time I go out, my camera's capturing guns, right?
Yeah.
And I guess according to the live stream terms and conditions of YouTube, that I am not allowed to basically show off guns, right?
Like, wow.
So I think because they were displaying them is what I think YouTube struck me for and just pulled my stream.
So they didn't say, of course.
And
they didn't give you
displaying firearms. That wasn't my intention.
But wait, did they actually say that? Did they tell you why they pulled the stream?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. That's insane.
And I had two streams pulled.
Wait, is that specifically to live?
And now that was there, it got pulled too.
Is that specific to live streaming? Because I mean, I've seen plenty of gun videos on YouTube.
I was just gonna say, I've been on YouTube in the last couple of days, literally looking at guns, right? Like, you know, reviews, an unboxing, or a you know, how to, you know, all that kind of stuff. I have been on YouTube and I have seen at least pre-recorded videos, literally showing off guns. So, is this specific to live streaming?
Yeah, specifically the live streaming, not the display or show off guns. But this wasn't just like happening to me. Like I said, it happened to Press NH Now, another YouTuber here, Cop Blocker. But it happened to everyone across the country at these protests, specifically that we noticed, because it's unusual to go film. But I guess this must be something new for YouTube. Because they've shown, I've seen News to Share. I don't know if you've ever seen that YouTube channel, but he gets some really good content of when, like, the militias go out there and make speeches, and they are fully armed. And it's like, he's never gotten his videos pulled, at least that I know of. But
wow.
And he's usually live, you know?
So now, do you have alternative, you know, sites to stream to in addition to YouTube?
It's tough. Streaming is pretty tough, but I'm thinking about going into the Streamlabs, so that way I can, still have my files afterwards. Cause, as you know about YouTube, when it's not your content, you're the content creator, but once you create it, it's theirs.
Right.
Right.
And you're
so
not,
I talked to some people at the protest that might be doing something.
And are you using, technical question. Are you using like a YouTube streaming app, or do you use like an independent app that streams to YouTube?
Right now I just use the YouTube app.
And here's what I would look into. I mean, without actually going with some sort of decentralized streaming, which we were talking about this off the air, but there are going to be very soon, apparently, some decentralized streaming apps, which I'm very excited about, but I don't think they're quite ready, or at least we don't have enough experience with them to talk about it yet. They're brand new out there. But in the meantime, is there a phone? Because, like, I know with, like, Open Broadcast or vMix, these are desktop streaming applications. I know that with those, I can connect to a YouTube or a Twitch or whatever. It doesn't. I'm not connecting with a branded software. I'm connecting with an independent piece of software that connects to them. So I wonder if there's something like that for a smartphone where you can take a YouTube stream key and just start streaming to YouTube. Although I know, I think YouTube actually stopped making it so you could just use a stream key, didn't they? I think that's why we actually stopped using YouTube.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
I use like StreamYards for like chatting online on YouTube, and I just you know, just sign in through their website on StreamYard. But also Streamlabs is another way to do it, where you can you have a streaming link that connects to your accounts on different platforms. So, but those are still not good because all these streaming sites are not that great, you know.
Yeah.
They're just as bad as YouTube when it comes to terms of consumption.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There was somebody else who was saying there was a new thing, a new streaming company. I forget what it, I think it started with the letter T. I don't remember what it was called. But, you know, they look like DLive, basically, with a different coat of paint on them. And the whole idea was, oh, well, DLive's gotten bad. They banned people, so now we need to jump over here. And anyway, people check. It's just, you know, going from centralized platform to centralized platform, your days are always going to be numbered, and you're always going to be hopping from one to the next. Check out Joe's channel. It's called Breaking the Flaw on YouTube. While you still can.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for the call tonight.
Good work.
603-283-6160 is our phone number. If you'd like to join the conversation, we've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Yeah!
it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want to. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Hey, it's Ian.
And we're going to shift gears here a little bit because, well, I'm overprepared as usual for this show.
Excellent. It's a good problem to have.
It is a problem because, like, we don't get to a whole bunch of stuff that I bring in from time to time. So,
yeah, that can be frustrating.
You know, and then, like, I forget about it. And, like, oh, we never did cover that. And, you know, something will come up in conversation later on. I'll be like, we never did cover that.
Right, yeah. Most things we never cover.
So one of my least favorite people in all of politics, AOC.
Oh, but she's so pretty.
I mean, she is good looking. I'll give her that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I believe is the correct pronunciation.
She won't be pretty for long.
I mean, she's
as soon as you get into government, her, it just sucks your soul away.
Her exterior beauty is overtaken by her interior ugly.
Oh, yeah.
UGLY, you ain't got no alibi. You're just ugly. AOC, this is from the New York Post. AOC proposes funding to deprogram white supremacists.
Oh?
This sounds to me...
Is that a re-education camp?
Sounds to me like a re-education camp. There's a picture of her holding up some papers with an O face. And the caption says, there are people who are radicalized right now, AOC said at a town hall on January 15th.
Let me just say, as somebody who is against the idea of racism, I don't support this. Okay?
No kidding.
Yeah, this
you don't say.
Right. And the reason is, this isn't going... Well, first of all, I'm against using force against people, number one. But number two, it's also going to be contrary to your goals, meaning that if you try to take one of these white supremacists and then force them into some sort of a training seminar or camp or whatever this is going to look like.
Pray the hate away or whatever.
Yeah, whatever sort of system they're going to try to shove down these people's throats, all they're going to do is just create more resentment.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to create angrier people and more likelihood of violence.
Yes.
So that's what you're going to get out of this, AOC.
The quote from her says, there are people who are radicalized right now. Yes, there are people who are radicalized right now. And you know who they are? People who work for government and believe that government is going to solve any problem.
Hmm.
I challenge you, AOC, to tell me a problem that government has successfully solved.
Mm-hmm.
And on the off chance that you can actually produce some evidence that that has ever occurred, I can produce 100 more where government has not only taken the problem, created the problem, but they've made the problem worse.
Yeah.
The federal government...
And racism is one of those things.
Oh, definitely it is. I contend that the government is the most racist organization on the face of the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and make that argument.
I believe most or more racism occurs within government than any other place. Jails, the government itself, the elections, people who work for the government, people who enforce the rules of government, all racist.
That's, it's certainly
the most amount of racism comes from government.
It's certainly the place where racists can actually enforce their racism.
Correct.
It's the place where they can actually put their racism into play,
right,
and use it to wield it against
and
other people.
And things that are meant to combat racism generally make it worse.
That's what I've seen.
Right. Yeah. So this article says the federal government needs to fund the deprogramming of white supremacists and conspiracy theorists.
Oh, and conspiracy theorists.
Yes, she's lumping them all into one category. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said Friday
night. Conspiracy theorist was ever a non-white person, right?
Right.
Ridiculous.
The white supremacist cause is futile. It's nihilist, AOC, a Democrat who represents parts of the Bronx and Queens, said during a virtual town hall meeting.
It is futile. She's right about that.
Their world will never exist. That's why we're seeing violence right now, she said, speaking in the wake of the violent seed in the U.S.
I don't think that's why we're seeing violence. It is just, it's a convenient scapegoat for them to be able to say, oh, it's because the white supremacists is why violence. There may be some white supremacists out there who are doing violence, just as there are probably some black supremacists doing some violence somewhere. We're talking about a very small, you know, iota's worth of... Yes. Of things going on out there. You know, when you hear about people getting beaten, or you hear about homes being robbed, or you hear about something, you know, violent happening to a person, it's usually just some doper who wants to get high.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what the color of their skin is. They're just, they want to go get high, so they're going to come rob your house, or they're going to, you know, stick a knife in your back or whatever and try to, you know, take the things that you have. They don't care what color you are.
Right.
And if they do, then, well, that's their problem. But ultimately, they want the drugs, so they want the money. And that's why they're committing the crimes that they're committing. The people that are going into the state house, or not state, the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., that wasn't a racist mob.
No.
They weren't chanting, no. You know,
yeah. I didn't see folks carrying racist slogans, no. Signs, you know, saying, hey, you know, let's, you know.
They were Trumpers.
I didn't see swastikas. I didn't see any, you know, derogatory, you know, words that, you know, would denote racism.
I've been to Trump rallies. I've seen multicultural, multicolored people at Trump rallies.
Yeah.
I've seen it with my own eyes, not because I want to go to a Trump rally, but because I was at the
outreach.
I was at the Stop the Steal, quote unquote, Stop the Steal rallies a couple times, and I did some secession outreach, just like I did at the Black Lives Matter.
I've attended a few of these protests here in New Hampshire, and a lot of Trump supporters have shown up at some of these protests, mm-hmm. but I can't say that any of them appeared to be flaunting some sort of white supremacy racist agenda.
It wouldn't have blown. There was actually, I'll say this, there was one guy at one of these rallies, and it wasn't one I attended, but Vincent was there, and we got video footage, so I actually edited the video footage of it, mm-hmm. so I saw the speech, and there was this young guy that got up, and he went on this rambling, just really lengthy speech that was very, like, conspiratorial. He was, like, even crazier sounding than Alex Jones, right? This guy gets up there, and he started to kind of lean into some sort of white supremacy talk,
okay.
And that guy got kicked out of the group that he was in, because I saw him just being discussed on the group that, you know, was sort of organizing this this event, and that didn't fly with the people that were organizing the event.
Right.
You know, they didn't come yank the microphone out of his hands in that moment because, you know, he was up saying whatever crap he was saying, and he got rebutted later. But ultimately, they did yank him out of that group, and he is not wanted at any of these events in the future.
Well, and for O'Crazy Ho to lump conspiracy theorists in with white supremacists shows her lack of intellect, because all a conspiracy theorist is somebody who thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, I wonder if this is possible.
Sometimes they believe a little too much of what they
think. Sure, but without people theorizing, which is just thinking, right? You're not going to get different results. 603-283-6160. Do you think O'Crazy Ho has a leg to stand on here? More Free Talk Live coming up.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DynoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DynoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading for Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement on Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they are leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. The state of California reached another grim milestone in the pandemic Monday, becoming the first state to record 3 million coronavirus infections. The state is trying to ramp up efforts to get more Californians vaccinated, as it's averaging more than 40,000 new cases daily. The state's 3 millionth case coming only 44 days after the 2 millionth case was recorded back on Christmas Eve. This is USA Radio News. President Trump has rescinded COVID-related travel bans first enacted early last year. The bans had kept out most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe, but will be lifted on January 26th. That's the same day a CDC order comes into effect, requiring travelers to show proof of a negative COVID test to enter the U.S. And First Lady Melania Trump released a farewell video Monday, thanking the American people for their support.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Phone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever type of experience or event you'd like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
Yes, we will.
Finishing up on this article from the New York Post about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proposing funding to deprogram white supremacists and conspiracy theorists. She said the House to the, at the House Committee on Civil Rights, no, Cortez said the House Subcommittee on Civil Rights she served on has held hearings over the past 2 years on white supremacy and said there are programs to, quote, de-radicalize, unquote, brainwashed adherents. But she said funding was not a priority for those programs during the Trump years. So this makes it sound like the government already has some programs.
That's what she's saying, yeah.
And she wants more money for them, apparently.
Yeah.
There are people who are radicalized right now. It's going to take a very long time to de-radicalize these people. And
a lot of money going to her buddies.
Yeah, sounds that way. She said many fringe radicals operate in a misinformation bubble, and it will take more than one conversation to deprogram them, likening it to therapy. This just sounds horrible in so many ways.
Well, I mean, it's just horror on top of horror. Certainly white supremacy is no nice thing. I mean, that's a nasty, nasty thing, but you're not going to solve it with government programs.
No. And she said research has shown that healing is possible.
We need
to double, triple, or quadruple the funding for these programs, she said.
If it's a government-run thing, I am going to be a skeptic. If it's people actually connecting with other people and on a human-to-human level to understand that the color of somebody's skin should not be what you judge them based on, I just don't know if the government is going to be able to portray that to people.
Oh, Crazy Ho said, there is a spectrum of radicalization that ranges from sympathizers to conspiracy theorists to neo-Nazis. Such radical ideology could lead to violence and domestic terrorism. She said the conspiracy theory wrongly pushed by Trump, that the election was stolen from him, radicalized his supporters who invaded the Capitol last week, leading to violence and the death of 5 people.
Okay.
AOC said she felt that her life was threatened.
Did you see the video of the horned guy, the Buffalo Man, where he just kind of waltzes into, like, whatever chamber?
And the cop is like, what are you guys doing here?
Right. There's a cop in there, and there's, like, the Buffalo guy and 2 or 3 other guys. There's not, like, a huge crowd of people.
There's a guy sitting down, like, leaning up against one of the desks.
On a phone.
No, he was holding his face because he'd been shot by, like,
a rubber
bullet and was bleeding. And the one of the cops that was there, or maybe the guy who was filming, was like, hey, are you okay? Do you need help? He's like, no, I'm okay. I'm nursing my own wounds or whatever. He's like, I got shot in the face by a rubber bullet or
something. But the relevant part was that there was a cop in the room, a badged, uniformed officer, just standing there like, hey, guys, can I get you to leave this area and go somewhere else? Instead of, you know, doing what cops usually do, which is like putting somebody under arrest if they're doing something that's illegal. So that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I found it really weird. It seemed...
What was going on there? I mean, was this all like a setup? Did they really let these people in? Because that seems to be that's sort of like the, quote, conspiracy here, is that the Capitol so-called insurrection was actually encouraged by the Capitol Police.
The stream that I was watching, or two streams that I was watching when it was going on, so these are live streaming people on the YouTube or whatever, you know, those guys were saying that there were undercover cops in the crowd.
Oh, of course there were.
Who flashed their badges, and then they were, like, the gates were open for them. Now, what I find interesting is that normally the Capitol, Washington, D.C., is surrounded by fences and high security and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't see any of that when it was all going down, whatever this, quote, insurrection thing was.
I've never been there, so I don't know.
I didn't see any fences. I didn't see any high security. I didn't see, you know...
Is there really fences there all the time? Have you been there?
I've never been there.
Me neither.
So, but, I mean, I'm just under the assumption that since it's the Capitol, that there is always full-time security going on. Because haven't we heard stories about people running up to, like, you know, jumping the fence to get on the White House lawn who are taken down immediately by security?
I think the White House lawn has a fence. I don't know what level of fencing the Capitol had.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that because there are way more people that, like, go in there every day, right, than the White House. You and I would be speculating about this, but now we know there are fences there. And
there
there's
are
people that are good, like big. There are big fences there now, like full on,
and a bunch of
crazy,
military folk,
crazy level fences going on there. It's pretty nuts. But you know, there was also another video that I saw later, not during, but after the fact, of a crowd of people outside one of these entrances, looked like a side entrance or something like that at the Capitol, and the door just opens up, and the crowd just goes in. And as the cameraman's going in, you can see there are at least two, three, maybe four uniformed security agents that are just standing aside and just, like, watching as people come in. Yeah. So they didn't make any kind of – if it was a serious insurrection, yeah. right – they shouldn't act like it was an insurrection. Because
right.
if you were being insurrected against, you'd know it.
Yeah.
Because these people would be coming in and shooting you on yeah. the way in, right?
Yeah.
Like, they would be stabbing you. They would be, or at the very least, detaining you, putting you in handcuffs, and right. And capturing you.
Where is the footage of the warning shots that were fired by the security, you know, the White House security or the Capitol security, right?
Did that happen?
No, I don't think it did.
Oh.
That's I'm yeah. asking this question. Like, is there footage of, you know, the security forces that were in place going, hey, if you guys don't back off, we're going to start firing, right? You know, because you would think that would happen if it were an insurrection at the Capitol. That security yeah. would come up that...
I think somebody gave them the order to let these people in.
Oh, I think they did, too.
And maybe, you know, whether it was a conspiracy or not, I don't know, as far as, like, you know, was this originally the plan as far as letting people in and having their way with things in order to then have an excuse to create a even greater police state, because that's what's happened as a result of this.
Yeah. Well, and of course, I mean, there's no other answer than that, right? That's the only answer government has.
So, is to ramp things up.
Yep, well, time to ramp things up even more because, mm-hmm. well, we can't have any of this. So now, guess what? More lockdown for you. More state. That's the only solution to anything. Anytime government does anything, if they didn't create it themselves, then their only solution is to throw more government at it. Fixing a government problem with more government never makes anything better, ever.
Makes the government people richer, though.
Yeah, that's about the only thing it does.
Get to crank up the paychecks, get more goodies.
Yeah. So, at any rate, AOC said the conspiracy theory, wrongly pushed by Trump, made her fear for her life. Oh. Hey, guess what?
Trump didn't push this.
Guess what? Government makes people fear for their lives every frickin' day.
Yeah, welcome to the club, lady. Now you know what it's like.
Oh, you got your first little taste? Ooh, I feel so sorry for you. Oh, why don't you cry me a river? 603-283-6160. Alexandria, crazy ho, won't you cry me a river? 603-283-6160. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Segment of tonight's Free Talk Live episode. If you've missed any of the program tonight, you can always find the latest episode at freetalklive.com after it's broadcast. And if you missed any previous episodes, they're all there too. There's a giant archive going back decades. So feel free to check them all out at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And we'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a minute. I need to take a minute to thank an amplifier. This is a person who donates their platinum level amplifier. And that means they give...
That's at least 25 bucks a month.
At least 25 bucks a month.
So thank you.
To this show. Now, that money goes to specifically to get us on more radio stations. We're currently on 100 and...
We actually just crossed 190.
190, nice. Yeah. We're 190, we could be on 200, we could be on 250. Sure. It's all up to you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month, you can give more. And there's different levels. There's, you know, obviously the platinum level, the silver and the gold and that type of thing. There's some perks that go along with that. So if you enjoy the show, if you partake in... the Free Talk Live, and you enjoy it, you find value in it, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive. And thank you to number six is this person's name.
Okay.
Number thanks. Six. We really appreciate your help.
Definitely.
So, yeah, AOC, I think I'm done talking about that. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to a gentleman named Pepsi calling from the Bronx. Pepsi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. What's all I wanted was a Pepsi.
About AOC, you know, sometimes, you know, a little crazy can be kind of hot. You know, the right kind of crazy.
Well, but, you'll never have better sex than crazy sex. That's a fact.
You know, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe that there was somebody who was a racist at that that Capitol thing. He was wearing a Nazi day camp hat or something like that.
Oh, I heard about this guy. Yeah, he had some kind of a Auschwitz day camp T-shirt or something like that.
Right.
Something really awful.
My last thing is a question. All right. In the Senate, right, you have 50-50, right, as far as Democrats and Republicans, and then whoever has the most, you have a Senate majority leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there were an independent, let's say, because if you have 50-50, that means that the vice president breaks the tie. But if the vice president happens to be an independent and you have 50% Democrat and 50% Republican in the Senate, do you have a majority leader?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a political expert, so I couldn't tell you. But it's really, again, just political trivia anyway, because it doesn't really matter, does it?
No. It was just something that I was, you know, curious about, you know? I got too much time on my hands.
Oh, you're calling from New York,
Pepsi,
right?
Pepsi,
yeah, from the Bronx.
Oh, God, you poor man.
Yeah. Do you think that a government program can successfully unradicalize a white supremacist?
You know, there's just too many layers for that to be a one solution, you know?
I hear you, man. I hear you. I don't think it's a poor way to spend the stolen taxpayer money.
What's it like in the streets in the Bronx? I mean, you said you're still in quarantine. I mean, you know, can you even, are restaurants completely shut down? What's the scene like out there?
Well, in my neighborhood, I mean, it's kind of like business as usual.
Really?
You know what I mean? In the beginning, you had a lot of places closed down because everybody had a knee-jerk reaction, you know, to the corona. But a lot of people there, like, you know, wearing the masks, and a lot of stores, they have those little plastic shields, you know what I mean? The plastic, you know,
the plexiglass.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Those 24-hour debates of bodegas would have. But it's pretty much relaxed over here. I mean, we're Bronx strong, you know what I mean?
So when you say it's relaxed, does that mean that there are people that are throwing secret parties, or are people just openly defying mask orders? I mean, how relaxed are we talking about?
Well, let me just say this. I don't see any real difference, you know, as far as way of life is concerned. I mean, if you go out to, like, Manhattan, it's a whole other story, but I haven't been there in a while. But as far as my neighborhood is concerned, it's just not that big of a deal, you know?
But are you seeing, you know, non-compliance when it comes to things like mask mandates, and are businesses, you know, doing whatever they want to do and not being targeted over it, or are people still being pretty obedient?
I don't see anybody being targeted, but I do see some places that say that you cannot come in unless you wear a mask,
mm-hmm.
or some places they only let two or three people in at a time, you know?
Yeah.
When you're walking around on the streets and you look around at the people around you, what percentage of them are wearing masks?
80-85.
Okay. It's probably even higher in Manhattan, right? It's like 95, 100%, something like that. That's what I've heard.
I don't know. I'm in quarantine. I can't go out.
Well, then it doesn't sound normal if you're stuck inside. So are you going out, or are you, like, looking out your window at people? How do you know what the people on the streets look like if you're not going out?
No, I go out, you know, into my neighborhood, you know.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, going downtown, it's like they've taken away a lot of reasons to go downtown.
Oh, okay,
you know?
I see what you're saying. When you say you're not going out, you mean you're not going to another part of New York. You're staying locally. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and so I'm here. I got a 91-year-old mom. You know what I mean? And so she keeps it kind of busy, right? You know, so, you know, I'm occupying my time kind of taking care of her, you know, and so, you know, she takes care of me also. You know,
hey, man,
and
thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you there.
Yeah, appreciate the call tonight, Pepsi. Let's move on. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Ian had cited or referenced Niemöller earlier, so I wanted to...
Pastor Martin Niemöller, the pastor who wrote the famous poem that I had referenced earlier about the first they came for the Nazis. The original poem was, I believe, first they came for the communists or the trade unionists.
The trade unionists, right.
Yeah. And then eventually they came for me, but there was no one left to stand up for me because I didn't stand up.
What about it, David?
Well, and I can prove my point because everybody is annoyed and sick of hearing from me, right, over the last however many years.
Well,
how many times is that... been a recurring thing. So
okay, but,
that's my proof.
But what's your point? You should state your point and then.
Well, I'm making it, but you interrupted me right in the middle of it. So that's my proof. I just supplied the proof because everybody's sick of hearing about it. So for the last 10 years, I've been yelling, hey.
Stop yelling. You're breaking up. Stop yelling. Calm down.
Okay. They came, if you look at, there's 600,000 members on Fathers' Rights Movement on mm-hmm. Facebook, so that's another proof that there are people, and I've been trying to bring attention to that for 10 years, and people are sympathetic, but nobody, you let me talk, but nobody really lifts a finger to come and actively help us. We got to do it all ourselves, and part of my, Freuden...
Schadenfreude, pleasure in the pain of others.
Yeah, so now they're coming for you, guys. Now they're coming for you. You should have listened to the groups that came before you, because now they're coming for you.
Oh, I've listened, and I've actually reported on the Fathers.
I'm not talking about you. Your radio signal goes out to more than just you. I know. Right. I know. I'm not questioning Ian's dedication. I'm questioning everybody else out there.
Okay. Yeah, they are definitely coming for you. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I agree.
They've been coming for you. They've been taking your freedoms. They've been taking and absorbing your money and, you know, making you more obedient. And now they own you. Now they've got a license that you've asked them for in order to run your business. And they're holding it over your head and saying, if you don't do what we say, we're going to take away your ability to earn a living. And that's why most of these business owners are doing exactly what they're told, unlike the heroes at the Attila's Gym who are amazing, and if only more people were like them. If only 1% of business owners were like them, it would be a huge burden for the state to fight against. If 5% of business owners were like them, then the state would be basically completely ineffective.
Or better yet, if all the businesses that have been, quote, closed, unquote, as a result of government, if they all just hurled a middle finger in the general direction of the government and opened anyway and started conducting business as if nothing has happened, there's not enough state people to make them all close.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it.
He is right. There are not enough people standing up doing stuff.
I'm going to post the link to the Attila's fundraiser on our new Mastodon, our social media website, which you can subscribe to and sign up for over at social.freetalklive.com. And you'll follow the Free Talk Live account automatically, so just look there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Thanks, everybody. If you missed anything, visit us at freetalklive.com. Peace.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.